This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 years in Denver, won over 60% of his games. Of course, Carmelo and Chauncey, some other ones. And it's George Karl. The Nuggets get to the Western Conference Finals. Coach, how you doing, man? What's happening?
It's a good day in Denver. Everybody's excited about a good young team that seems like they're growing up right in front of us.
Yeah. Do you live in Denver? Where are you at right now, Coach?
I live in Denver.
You do? So, I mean, you take it any way you could get it, clearly, but it's got to be, you know, for a franchise that doesn't have this kind of success regularly, it's got to be a little bittersweet that, you know, there aren't 20,000 people at the Pepsi Center every other game seeing this, you know?
Well, I think we're all trying to figure out, you know, playing playoff basketball without the home court advantage. And we've had so many great performances. You know, if Jamal Murray gets 50 points in the Pepsi Center, you're going to remember that night for 10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
The guys that sat and watched that game were always excited, you know. Yeah, and I just know that the city of Denver right now, though, is really happy and confident. And the Lakers are a challenge, but the Clippers were a challenge. So
yeah,
they're hoping for a similar outcome.
Yeah, you know, Coach, you mentioned the lack of a home court advantage, and we know how this all played down with the Clippers. They were up 3-1. They had closeout games and really three straight games, and it didn't happen. Can you chalk that up to a lack of home court advantage? Or if not, how do you explain the ineptitude, really, in the second halves of game 6 and 7 of the Clippers? It seems like they're too good to have let that happen. How did it happen?
The way I kind of feel, again, I'm not in the bubble, and I don't know how stressful it is. But what I see is when a team starts playing well, and I say this because you look at Miami. Miami was the best team in the bubble in the games before the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
And they're sustaining their momentum now. They swept Indiana. They won the first game of the second round. And I think Miami and Denver are the two teams probably playing as well as anybody. Now, Boston and the Lakers probably have more talent. But this time of the year, you know, team will beat talent a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, championships are won because you're connected, you're disciplined, you're focused, and you play with intensity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the bubble probably doesn't give you the same effect of doing that when you're at home. So when momentum gets going on a positive wave, I have a feeling it lasts longer in the bubble.
Yeah.
Because if you go on the road, you're playing well and you go on the road, you know, the momentum can be turned right around against you really quickly.
Yep. We're talking to George Karl.
I think the bubble and how the bubble was performing in the bubble and sustaining it, I think it's a hell of a lot different than in a regular playoff series, but everybody's playing by the same rules. So tip your hat to Miami, tip your hat to Denver. The Clippers didn't figure it out. The Clippers looked like they disconnected.
Yeah.
As the series went on. At the end of the game 7, they looked like they wanted to get back to California so fast they were leaving before the game was over.
And you know what? And I don't disagree, George.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to be honest. I know the coaches protect their brethren here, but I gotta leave a lot of that at the doorstep of Doc Rivers. When you have three-1 collapses with multiple teams, I'm not saying it's all his fault here, but I do believe the Clippers are probably in need of a new voice. Would you agree with that?
I would call that being an overreaction to a crazy year. Now, the people in their organization know a lot more than we know.
Yeah.
But to fire a good coach that's won a championship, that knows how to communicate with today's players, who has a great coaching staff, to overreact and fire him and change the voice, when we, 2020, all of us are going to remember as, what the hell's going on? and I would just say, and don't get me wrong, coaches get fired for a lot lesser than losing down 3-1. And, you know, and that might happen, but I could not sign off on that, no.
Okay. What would you do, George? It looks as if, listen, Kawhi's going to be fine. He had a rough game 7. It happens. He's a great player. Paul George is a guy who seemingly has lost a lot of confidence. Now, he was never quite at that level of Kawhi or a top 5 player, but you know, he was maybe 9 or 10, just on the outside. He was a borderline great player for a couple of years. He's losing his way. As a coach, how do you intervene and try to get him back to where he was? Because he's going in the wrong direction quick.
Well, my belief, the Clippers played all year long without a point guard. And anybody that has a great scorer and a very talented player, a thing that will help him is a point guard. And I'm not saying you got to play a point guard to come in and take 35 minutes. But they played too many minutes in my mind without a guy thinking the game all the time for him. And when that happened, Kawhi and Paul George and Lou Williams got really individualistic. They got really isolated, oriented. Give me the ball. Let me take my shot. And there was no flow. There was no rhythm. There was no unity. There was no basketball plays that had two and three players pass the ball to each other with like they liked each other. At the end of the game there, the Clippers looked like they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
So their connection's got to be rebuilt. And the best way I would recommend from what I saw in the playoffs is the Clippers need a point guard that can play maybe – some games might play 20, other games might play 30. It depends on the circumstance. So go out and get a guy that is kind of the quarterback, kind of the guy that thinks like a coach on the court.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting thought. I wouldn't have thought of it that way because we look at the superstars and we just expect them to put their heads down and get it done. But when you have a good team that you're playing against, and let's not count Denver out, they've been good for a couple of years now, you have to give them credit. Now, they do have a point guard in Jamal Murray, and they have a big man in Nikola Jokic who might be as adept at passing as any big man as that we've seen. How do you evaluate him as a passer? They use him in the pick and roll, and he's not always looking to roll the basket. He's looking to find the open shooter, and he does it. Is he one of the best you've ever seen? I know BT loves him. I love him too. But how do you see him?
There's no question that Jokic is the best passing big man ever to play this game. I mean, Sabonis was good. Vlade Divac was good.
Bill Walton.
You know, Bill Walton was really good.
Hakeem.
This guy is special. This guy plays like a point guard. And I said in the Denver Clippers series, the only point guard playing right now is Jokic. I mean, Murray has point guard tendencies, but he's much more effective when he has the freedom to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And go after points and be the first option of an offense. And I think the big advantage that the Lakers have is LeBron. You're going to have two guys that aren't point guards be the best playmakers in the back game of basketball right now. LeBron and Jokic. And they're going head-to-head with each other.
That's true.
And I think a big key is
true.
Which one of those two guys is going to make someone better than they play. You know, is Jokic going to make Gary Harris come back and be a good offensive player? Is Kuzma or Rondo going to help someone off their bench find three or four three-pointers, or Danny Green jumps up and has a big scoring. Because you got to win four games, and winning four games can't fall totally on your stars.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, you got to win one with maybe defense, win one with playing like a team, or winning one with a wild card with someone just having a hell of a night in a big game.
All right, man. But, you know, listen, by the way, that little Twitter beef that you were embroiled in, everything okay? I mean, what was happening? Carmelo's defense, you jumped in. What happened with that, George?
Well, I'm just kind of into, let's tell the truth instead of trying to spin everything.
True.
Everything settled? No beefs? Old beef squashed,
yeah,
I'm guessing?
Yeah, we're all good. I mean, I'm in the podcast and Twitter a little bit. Yeah. Having fun with the game of basketball.
So you're an interesting follower. He tweets well.
It's all you can do, Coach.
Good job, George. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. Have fun. Have some fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.